Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. All ready for 1 hour of Penn State football talk. Dustin, how was your weekend? And more importantly, are you ready to talk Nittany Lion football?
Well, I spent the weekend so ready to talk Nittany Lion football that I didn't even participate in the weekend. That's how excited I am. So to answer your question, yes.
The dedication.
Am I doing it right?
The dedication's admirable, Dustin. I like that. That means you should be well prepared. Here we are during the off season, but that still means there's Penn State football news coming. And I thought the highlight over the last couple days for me, Dustin, was Drew Aller, who, for those of you who don't know, he is the quarterback recruit, the second one in the 2022 class, along with Bo Prabula. Drew Aller is 6'5", 220, big arm quarterback. And he's been climbing up the recruiting rankings. The most recent ESPN ranking has him up to number 37, which means he's the number 3 pro-style quarterback in their rankings. How important is that?
I think you can debate the merit of ESPN's rankings going forward. You know, I think they're firmly in the third most important camp behind 24/7 Rivals. And maybe fourth, you include the 24/7 composite. So I don't know how many resources ESPN is putting into coming up with these rankings, but the rise is real. And the rise is based off outstanding film, a good offseason to this point, the physical tools that are becoming more and more apparent. And then I don't think it hurts that the late pursuit by all these schools, including Penn State, helps Aller get on the radar a little bit more. But I think, you know, it's hard to find a more exciting quarterback recruit under James Franklin, right? I mean, can you think of a more exciting, like one that stuck around? I guess you could say Justin Fields also made a rise after he committed to Penn State, but it didn't work out that great for the Penn State side of things. But Drew Aller, it seems like such a really good fit for Mike Yurcich and where it seems he might want to take this Penn State offense. And it's good, I think, to see him climbing the national rankings. Well, how much it means, you know, I guess it depends on who you ask. But the fact of the matter is national recruiting services are taking notice of this kid.
You beat me to the punch on Justin Fields, by the way. But there are sometimes some peripheral benefits to this type of ranking. Let's face it, the kid's the same kid he was a week ago, okay, before this bump in the rankings. But does it also, all of a sudden, when he shows up at a camp in the summer, other players, other recruits will look at him differently? He's not just another quarterback. He's one of the most highly ranked quarterbacks. And he's going to Penn State. So might he have more influence directly and indirectly on other recruits?
I think it's a really good, valid point, is that the magnetism that comes with him amplifies just a little bit. And for as much as James Franklin would say, well, recruiting rankings don't matter, we don't pay attention to those, they do pay attention to them. And I guarantee that in private messaging with recruits, they're saying, hey, look, this is where our guy's at in the ESPN rankings. I'm sure they're using them when it's beneficial to use them. But without a doubt, I mean, if you are a quarterback and you raise your national profile, that does help with all these things. And that position is so very important. I mean, everybody who comes in, whether you're an offensive player or a defensive player, would like to know that the franchise quarterback is in place. And it's easy to view Drew Aller as a quote-unquote franchise quarterback, a program type of quarterback. And that's, you know, Bo Prabula is a really good player too, but Drew Aller's kind of got that vibe now that can definitely help Penn State attract more guys down the road.
There's no doubt that the quarterback is in that unique position. He's the guy who could recruit for his own class better than anybody else. So it'll be interesting to follow that as it progresses down the road. Dustin, now switching from the recruiting aspect of news to the transfer portal, which seems to always be part of the news situation here. We got an announcement from one of the other former Nittany Lions. It appears that Zach Kuntz is going to be on his way to Old Dominion to meet up with our old buddy Ricky Ronnie. Good move for him?
I think it's a fair move for him. I mean, if you look at, you're looking for a place to land where you've got a little familiarity, you maybe have a foot in the door when it comes to the offense and the terminology, and also a good opportunity to perform at a relatively high level. You're not talking about a Big Ten program, obviously, but you know, in this day and age, just like Adam Brenneman went to UMass and had an outstanding final season there, Zach Kuntz has that possibility at Old Dominion. And as long as you go out and you perform and you play well and the film looks good and you test well, it doesn't really matter in terms of if he's looking for an opportunity at the next level, let's say. So this is a good chance for him to step in pretty quickly, know the offense pretty early in his career, and I don't want to say be a man amongst boys, but you're a 6'7" full-on power five tight end. Like he deserved that opportunity he got at Penn State, and he has a chance to maybe go out there and be a really good player for Old Dominion. I would love to see that too. It makes all the sense in the world for Zach Kuntz to try to salvage what's left of his, you know, his eligibility, and for Ricky Ronnie it makes all the sense in the world to keep to build that highway between State College and whatever the town, I forget Old Dominion's town, but to make sure that you're reinforcing that pipeline. It's a great pipeline for him.
It really is. And you got to think that he's going to constantly keep one eye on State College for these potential players to make the move. Let's face it, it's not that far away down in Virginia. As you said, the familiarity, especially on the offensive side, with the playbook already. And, of course, we see how well it already worked out with a prior Penn State transfer, Ricky Slade, right?
Yeah, which Ricky Slade is done with football, as far as I can tell. I don't think that you think and you hope that this isn't quite the same situation for Zach Kuntz.
Yeah, for
I want to see this kid get healthy. You know, I want to see him get healthy and try to maximize because, you know, you and I watched the film coming out of high school, and you can see the athletic gifts that he has and the length. You know, the catch radius, there he has all kinds of things going for him. I think it just comes down to staying healthy long enough to be able to get into a rhythm and prepare and practice and build yourself up for the season. Just never happened for him at Penn State. Doesn't mean it can't, though.
First of all, for those who are not aware, Ricky Slade is now off the Old Dominion football team for some off-the-field issues. But I think you make a great point about Zach Kuntz, and I think he's also another example, Dustin, of there's no guarantees for these kids who are elite players coming out of high school. All it takes is getting nicked up a little bit, you fall behind, and you have a player who's an NFL player like Pat Freiermuth. All of a sudden, you end up behind him. You're not going to get a lot of playing time and a lot of opportunities at Penn State. I think the Old Dominion and the opportunity to probably to play right away is a great choice for him.
I do too. This makes a lot of sense for both sides. And you're right. You know, I think sometimes development doesn't go exactly how you hope. I think we, as we follow recruiting, sometimes just sort of assume an optimistic outlook and assume a direct and upward trajectory for every recruit when it just happens differently for everybody, whether that's injuries or slow to adjust or sometimes five stars aren't ready day one. You know, there are all kinds of stories to tell when it comes to development. Zach Kuntz, his story to me is basically didn't really get into a rhythm with it because of injuries and stuff. And then he was given kind of one shot last year and it just didn't happen for him where it did for Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson.
And you also have to look at the math in this equation. There's 20-some new players, new recruits coming in every year. There's no way all of them can succeed, just numbers, because there's 20-some coming in every single year. And guess what? You could only have 22 starters. And over a course of several years, well, there's 85 players on scholarship. So it's not going to happen the same way for everyone. Speaking of the transfer portal and not happening right away for a player, there was some interesting news, or it was interesting to me also, and I know some people don't like to hear about former Nittany Lions, but the John Patrician story came out this weekend. There were a couple different articles about him, And I found it fascinating and interesting that here was a player taking advantage of that extra year, Dustin. Go ahead. Why don't you tell us what you know about it and what your thoughts are?
Well, I mean, we knew John Pedersen was an outstanding athlete coming out of Western Pennsylvania, arriving at Penn State. He talked, this past week, and good for him for being put out there and having his story told. But he's a linebacker now at Pitt. He's got another year to go. He's got no ill will towards Penn State. You know, I think this was just a classic situation where he had an opportunity to change his scenery up a little bit, and he took advantage of it. And you just hope in this transition as he goes from, you know, safety to linebacker that he can salvage it and have a nice year for Pitt. I don't know how bright, you know, the future might be beyond this season, but I don't really think John Patricia's thinking about that so much. This is just a good opportunity for him to, and it seems like he's in as good a shape, as healthy, in as good a mindset as he's been since he started the college football journey. So best of luck to him. I don't think if you're a Penn State fan, you have ill will towards somebody who does something that they think is in the best interest of their football and academic career. I don't know what to tell you, but I think people should be rooting for John Pedersen, no doubt.
I believe most Penn State fans do root for these guys who transfer because it's typically the guys who aren't getting the opportunity at Penn State. So when, for example, a Zach Kuntz leaves, no one's looking at it. Or I believe most Penn State fans are not looking at it as, gee, he's abandoning Penn State. Things are fine at the tight end position. They were fine the last several years. And let's root for the kid getting an opportunity somewhere else, which is the case with Pedersen also.
And just as an aside, I love football is going in a direction where that safety to linebacker transition, and sometimes not even putting a label on what a guy is, being that hybrid, you know, that fast linebacker or that big safety, however you want to put it, is becoming more and more common. I think you're seeing that. Jarvis Miller did the same thing when he went from Penn State to UMass. And we've seen Penn State dabble in those big safeties who can, you know, the Koa Farmer types and who can kind of play a big-time role in coverage and stuff like that. John Patrician's taking his swing at it now, and I hope it works out for the best for him.
I do, too, and that's also just the nature of the college football game where speed is so important, the passing game, where you're not so much looking for linebackers who could just stuff the run. You're also looking for linebacker types who could drop back in coverage. Talking about linebackers, that's our segue, Dustin, to our next segment where we're going to take a closer look at the lineup linebacker position. James Franklin had some interesting things to say about it last week. Stay tuned for that.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.